Liturgical Day, Wednesday the 6th in Ordinary Time. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. When Jesus and his disciples came to Bethsaida, Jesus was asked to touch a blind man who was brought to him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had put spittle on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked, "Can you see anything?" The man who was beginning to see replied, "I see people. They look like trees, but they move around." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and the man could see perfectly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything clearly. Then Jesus sent him home, saying, "Do not return to the village." Comments by Ramon Patrina. His sight was restored, and he could see everything clearly. Today, with another miracle, Jesus shows us the process of faith. Curing the blind in two stages tells us that faith is not always an instantaneous light that falls upon us, but rather a certain itinerary that takes us to the light and allows us to see clearly. Yet, the first step of faith, to begin seeing God's light, is already a reason for joy. St. Augustine says, "Once the eyes have been cured, what else can we, O brothers, have more valuable? Let those who can see that light enjoy it, whether it flares in the sky or comes from a torch. And how unhappy should they feel, those who cannot see it?" Arriving at Bethsaida, Jesus is asked to touch a blind man who is brought to him. It is significant that Jesus takes him outside the village. Is that not an indication that to listen to the Word of God, to discover the faith and see the reality of Christ, we have to get outside of ourselves, out of the noisy spaces and times that asphyxiate and blind us to receive the authentic enlightenment? Once outside the village, Jesus put spittle on his eyes, laid his hands upon him, and he asked, "Can you see anything?" That gesture reminds us of the baptism. Jesus does not put any more spittle on our eyes, but he completely bathes our being in the water of salvation, and along our life, he questions us about what we see in the light of faith. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and the man could see perfectly. This second time reminds us of the sacrament of confirmation, when we are given the plenitude of the Holy Spirit to reach the maturity of faith and see clearer. To be baptized, but neglect the confirmation, allows us to see indeed, but only halfway.